On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join health educator and author Donna Green Goodman as she shares practical ways to cook up good health.
We have all been guilty of doing something that had consequences. Could be as simple as driving over the speed limit and getting pulled over by the police with the probable issuing of a speeding ticket. Whatever your reason for disregarding the speed limit, what you really are hoping for is grace, unmerited favor for a violation that you are guilty of. And in the rare instance where grace is granted, you feel a huge sense of relief and gratitude, and some may even call it favor. And as you get back on the road, you tend to be a little more cautious about your decisions and may even want to warn others to be careful. Grace is actually favor, unmerited and undeserved favor. And when you receive it and your cup is filled and overflowing, you can share it with others who you may not get along with, who have offended you, who are hurting, who are struggling under a burden of challenges that life has thrown their way. It may be the way you speak to someone today. May it be seasoned with grace. Extending grace to them, the same grace that Christ gives to you, can be the blessing they need, and they too can experience the same relief and gratitude and favor that can help them on their way. For he said unto them, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And unto every one of us is given a measure of grace, and he giveth more grace. It is the gift of God. As you enter your duties for this day, be gracious. It can make the difference in someone's life. And may grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And remember, God's greatest wish for us is that we prosper and be in health, which is why I love cooking up good health.
For more information on cooking up good health, visit wjou.org.